Pardon?
One can get the sadhana, God's grace, that is the divine eyes.
Quite true. That without the grace of, that is why Sri Krishna says, you are Priyamana, you are now taking delight in me, therefore I am telling you, and then I am giving you this divine eyes. That entire vision is regarded as the climax of the Bhagavad Gita. The highest vision of the Supreme, which you can see, pratyaksha, not by anumana, not by inference, but aksha, pratyaksha, before your very eyes. So then what more remains to be known? Now without remainder everything is told. This is why Sri Krishna fulfills his promise. I will tell you, jnana vijnana vistarena avisheshena. I will tell you without remainder. And once you read this, in the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna says that when you attain to it, you combine in yourself works, knowledge, devotion. And there is the crowning. And what is the crowning of your experience? Crowning of your experience is that mama bhaktaha priyaha. The crowning experience is that you are my devotee who is beloved of me. This is the knowledge. Apart from your being bhakta, you should know also that what is the supreme condition of your being that you can have on this earth. You may know Brahma, you may know Adhyatma, you may know Karma, you may know everything. All the six terms you may know. But the most important thing still remains for you, and that is to become mama bhaktaha priyaha. When you reach this condition, when you become my beloved bhakta, devotee, that is the climax. In that, all that has to be done, all that has to be accomplished, and which is explained in the last six chapters, the highest accomplishment, when you become bhakta, priyaha, then what is to be accomplished, that is explained in the last six chapters. That we shall come to later on. Our present purpose was only to go rapidly over these six chapters so that we know what is it that we are dealing with. Unless we mark out all this, very often people who read very quickly, they feel that the same thing is told again and again.
But here at the end of the 11th chapter,
yes,
Bhagavan is saying, when will you get this book? You must karma kurman for me, but the Sangha Vajita. That's the killer. That's the beach of struggle.
That's right. Correct. It's a climax. It's reached because of this. Now let us go back to chapter number 8. It starts with the question of Arjuna on these six terms, which are very difficult terms. Kim tad brahma, kim adhyatmam, kim karma purushottama, adhibhutam chakim, roktam adhidevam kim uchyate. Adiyajyaha katham kaha atra dehe asmin madhusudana prayana karecha katham geyaha asi niyatatma vihi. He says, O Purushottama, kim tad brahma, what is that brahma? Kim adhyatmam, what is this adhyatma? Kim karma, what is this karma? Adhibhutam chakim, what is adhibhuta? Adhidevam proktam kim uchyate, what is this adhibhuta, adhideva? And adhijajyah katham, And how is this adhiyajya? Kaha atra? Who is adhiyajya? Dehe asmin. Who is this adhiyajya in this very body, O Madhusudana? Prayana kalecha katham geyaha asi. How to know you at the time of the departure from the body? How is he known? Niyatatma bihi. Those who are doing yoga all the time, and those who have controlled themselves, how do they come to know you at the time of the departure? Now Sri Krishna, as I told you, rapidly answers, giving only synonyms. And he says, Aksharam Brahma Paramam. The immobile is Parama Brahma. Svabhava Adhyatma Uchyate. Svabhava and Adhyatma is the same. Bhuta Bhava Udbhava Karaha Visargaha Karma Sangita. Karma Sangitaha. Karma is signified by what? Visargaha, by flow. Flow which Udbhava Karaha, which produces Bhuta Bhava. All the products which you see, which are created, which ultimately result in Bhuta Bhava. All the productions result from Visarga, from the flow. That Visarga is karma. Adhibhutam Kshara Bhavaha. Ultimately the products which are the creatures, they are all Kshara Bhava. Adhidevatam Purushaha. Purusha is called Adhidevata. And me, myself, is Adhiyajyaha. Adhiyajyaha aham eva atra dehe deha vridam vara. Oh my beloved, one who is in the body seated, who is Adhiyajya, is myself.